This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are celebrating, among other things, the first week of school for some people. I have not quite yet figured out why there is a need to go back to school before Labor Day, especially when the heat is as it is in various parts of the country, but they don't have air conditioning in schools. It doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense to me. We'll review that and other things that are springing into my mind and your mind on the DJB show. Jennifer is absent today. Victoria is here. Kara is here. That is Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen, all of the N's. So let's have Victoria get us started with some things that are trending. What do you got? What? That's very bad English. I shouldn't do that. Let me do that over again. You and I are the English. But what do you have for us, Victoria?
Much better.
Thank you.
Well, Puerto Rico is trending right now because Puerto Rico's government officially, and I don't know what took them so long, but they officially say that the death toll is higher than what they originally had listed as 64 people. Well, like, hello, from the desk of Captain Obvious, hello, we know that this was so much higher than 64 people. We remember talking about a couple months ago the George Washington University study that was from students who were there on the ground knocking on doors asking people how many relatives they had lost, and their count was up to almost 6,000 people. So now Puerto Rico's government officially has raised the death toll. They now say it's 2,975. So that's still not as high as what the George Washington University study showed. That was in conjunction with Harvard University, but it is 46 times higher than what their previous official death toll was. I have never, for the life of me, understood the benefit of saying that it was only 64 people. I don't understand the reason behind it. I can't even wrap my head around it. None of it makes any sense why you would claim that your death toll is so low. That prevents you from maybe getting federal funding. I don't know. I never understood why they did this. Unless this is just bad management. I don't know.
The problem is that you're using judgment and skill and and common sense, which is generally lacking in most circumstances where we have public entities, public, what do we call them, public servants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're more. Look at the whole, all the business, the way that many of these people conduct themselves, and the entitlement that they feel. You've seen and you've heard, many of you this week, the story of the judge, the federal judge, who handed down the ruling that the president overstepped his authority when he tried to restrict federal workers and their collective bargaining rights. Well, that really wasn't what he was trying to do. There were a couple of executive orders that were signed in the spring that included some new time frames for collective bargaining negotiations and for the ability to fire incompetent government employees. Most people, most public, public workers don't, because sadly, what the public sector seems to attract are a lot of people, not everybody. It's not fair, never is fair, to put everybody into the same category, because it never works. It's not true. There are plenty of good public servants. There are plenty of people who try to do their jobs. I just know my own circumstance. And it isn't so much the public sector as it is the unions that discourage people from trying to move ahead or to do more or to be better. I've had that experience myself. Remember when I was teaching school and I was doing all kinds of things. I was volunteering for this and volunteering for that and working on this project and that project. And finally, one of the older teachers said to me, "What are you doing all this for?" I said, "Well, because it's interesting. It's fun. It's exciting. I like being where the action is." He said, No, you make the rest of us look bad. They weren't worried about me. They're worried about them. They don't want to look bad by not doing things. And that happens a lot in government. So the American Federation of Government Employees filed suit, arguing that the president's orders subverted federal law. And this judge ruled went down with the argument, striking down 9 different provisions of the executive order. So now they got to go back to court. They'll appeal the ruling, spend a lot of money to protect people who are incompetent. That's really what this is about. We all know, we hear the stories of how hard it is. If Jennifer were here, she could tell us the story about that one teacher a couple of years ago that put his sperm into brownies that he served to his students. And when that was found out, the city of Los Angeles couldn't fire the guy. He was on leave and been paid 2 years before the system, going through the courts, allowed the people, the administrative people who wanted to fire the guy the first day they found this out. 2 years later, they finally get rid of this bum. And that's the kind of thing that goes on. People are protected. They don't work hard. So I have, you know, there's this thing about respect, and there's also this thing about the blanket assumption, but way too many of these things happen, and people in government are protected because of the unions. So that's why you have what you were discussing, Victoria. That's why those things exist. That's the reason. As long as we're talking about the weather, the focus on Hawaii, Hawaiians should be, back to my grammar, Victoria. See, you make me very conscious of my good grammar. Hurricane Lane downgraded to a tropical storm before it hit much of Hawaii, but man, did they get drenched. Do you know that there are some places, and the people that are listening in Hawaii, they say, huh? Yeah, of course we know this. 4 feet. Imagine. Can you even?
No.
4 feet of rain. 4 feet of rain on the islands. And so the storms that come as a result of a hurricane out in that part of the world, the water is always warm, the rain and everything gets whipped up. So now there is concern about health, and that would make sense. The flood brings, if you've ever seen the sewage that comes in, that's why there are health problems in many instances, because the sewage that is a part of most of the systems, you know, getting rid of, what do you do with the sewage? It goes into sewer treatment plants, that sort of thing. Well, but those things are all at, in essence, sea level, as there isn't, other than, excuse me, in the areas where people live, it's pretty much sea level. And so those things are very susceptible to being compromised. Is that a good word? They are compromised under the circumstances, and the contamination from the storm spreads all over the islands, a petri dish for bacteria. I don't know that there are too many mosquitoes in Hawaii, but there may be. When I've been there, I don't ever remember having been bitten by a mosquito. I was so distracted by just the beauty of, of the islands. It's hard to have a bad day when you're in Hawaii. But these people have had last 4, 5, 6 days have been pretty bad. Dehydration, some exhaustion, infection, because the systems, the water, electricity, those sorts of things. Again, sort of flushing back, if you'll pardon the pun, to the experience in Puerto Rico, where all of these systems were compromised, as we know, Victoria. So the same things happened on Hawaii. In the long term, more people in areas that are hit by natural disasters are hospitalized because of the psychosis of what happens. You know, the change, because in Hawaii especially, there is this wonderful, affable feeling, and when you destroy that with people, you get in the way of it. It's hard to have a bad day in Hawaii, and yet these last week and a half or so, have been bad days every day in Hawaii. And back again to Puerto Rico, there were suicide rates after the hurricane increasing by 30%, and not just with adults. That's really, and so if you don't mind my train of thought here, the story of the 9-year-old boy who committed suicide, mm-hmm, because he was being bullied, 9 years old. And so I bring that around. It doesn't have anything to do with the situation, the health situation or the weather situation, but it does sort of bring us around to thinking, who in the world at nine wants to commit suicide? Who even thinks of it? Who even knows what it is at the age of nine? Right?
Well, if you think about it, we've had a lot of high-profile suicides in the last year.
So is it the news media that gives kids the idea?
Well, I don't know. I'm not an expert on this. Some people would say, yes, there are always copycat people who do that. I don't know. For a nine-year-old, it's incredibly sad. It's devastating. The story
was this in New Jersey, too, wasn't it? Did that episode happen in New Jersey? I'm trying to remember.
I don't know where it happened.
Yesterday or the day before.
Honestly, I saw headlines about it, and I didn't even really want to read more about it. It's just, it's so sad, and I don't know. I don't know where it happened.
Yeah, it's the youngster, for those of you who don't know, is in Denver. He said he was gay. He learned somehow or other. I'm just now finding the story, the news story, just right here, my speaker in the background.
I know he said he was bullied, but...
Yeah. Jamel Miles started the fourth grade, eager to open up to his peers after deciding that he was gay. See, I don't even know how many issues are we bringing up here? How do you know at nine that you're gay?
Well, we went over this yesterday. I mean, did you
we
have crushes?
We didn't go over it on the air.
No, but did you have crushes on girls in elementary school?
Yes.
So it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Why couldn't you have a crush?
You knew you were straight.
and maybe you didn't identify as that because it's normal, so you didn't feel the need to say, oh, I'm straight. Okay, I got it. But it's, I don't know, if you're a little boy and you have crushes on boys and you don't want you don't have any desire to kiss a little girl, then
I don't know
you kind of know already.
Even know. I guess I'm thinking back to when I think when I was in the fifth grade I had my first if you know what I mean, sort of sign that I liked girls, now that I think about it. Valerie was her name.
Yeah. And you remember that from that long ago. So
I remember it. Absolutely, I remember it.
Yeah, so it's exactly the same.
My fifth grade teacher was Cecilia Summers, and she used to say to me, Dudley, whose homework are you looking at? I wasn't looking at Valerie's homework. I was looking at something else.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
This conversation is getting way weirder.
Yeah.
No, not that.
The way that you say it makes it sound way pervy. And when you cough and say, my first experience, you were a fifth grader, you make it sound way worse than it is.
Fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so anyway, we've got, look at all the stories, look at all the things we've been thinking about here as we get started on the DJV program. It's time for us to think about our health and well-being. And losing weight, those of you who are focused on that, this is one of the most successful things we've talked about on the air, the most helpful, because there's so many benefits, and it's so simple to use Calotren, Calotren. Been around for 30 years. Maybe that impresses people as much as anything else. And the fact that it's a really healthy choice for weight loss, because there's no ingredient in it that will mess up your system. It's all collagen, which is produced actually naturally in your body when you are younger. But as you get older, your natural collagen production starts to decline. Thus, you gain weight. Thus, you need help in pushing that fat that you are gaining off of the face of your body. You create a situation with exercise, getting more muscle back to where you were when you were younger. There are absolutely no adverse effects when you're using Calotren. And taking it is so easy. Every night before you go to bed, you take three or four capsules, and it goes to work while you are asleep. So stay on this. It's a great, it's not only a way to lose weight, but managing your weight. Letting you eat the kind of stuff that you like is kind of cool. Toploss.com is the website. Go there and sign up for the product, special 10% off deal for everything you buy when you check the box for DJV, toploss.com. Lose the weight with Calotren, toploss.com. Make sure you use the discount code DJV.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Can you tell this is country music? There's that twang. The CMA, the Country Music Awards nominations. All over the place, people tweeting about the nominations that have been announced. The 2018 CMA Awards. Chris Stapleton earning the most nominations. How about that? With five. Too bad Jennifer's not here. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen on the TJV program. It would be nice because she's really into this. Not that we aren't.
This is Kelsey Ballerini.
Okay. Kelsey Ballerini is one of the nominees. Let's see, who else is on this list? Maren Morris, Little Big Town. Miranda Lambert. Morris writing or tweeting on social media. This was amazing to read this morning. Thank you, country music. Little Big Town, nominated for Vocal Group of the Year. They tweeted, what an incredible year. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Florida Georgia Line tweeting, this means so much to us. Thank you, CMA Awards, for these three nominations.
None of this really sounds country to me.
More and more, it's just kind of that poppy.
It is funny. Yeah, all of them, I think, came out with, like, big summer hits that were collaborations with, like, DJs and stuff. So it all sounds super poppy.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to check out the awards.
But it doesn't separate. Everything's sort of blending together. Music.
To be fair, that's basically every genre now kind of sounds the same.
Yeah, it does. That's the point. Yeah. The old country stuff, I like the old country stuff, it goes back, I guess, throwback to my days as a country disc jockey in the 60s. I really liked some of the ones. And those names are not around anymore. Here are the names that are included in the Entertainer of the Year category: Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Kenny Chesney, Chris Stapleton, Keith Urban. They are, and let's see here, where are the women on this list?
That's an argument a lot of women have been making.
This really underscores that argument. That's why I brought it up. Yeah, Victoria, because the criticism has been that there aren't women who are in these award shows. even though, well, I just mentioned Miranda Lambert and Maren Morris and Carrie Underwood, but that's pretty much it. Well, Kelsey...
Yeah, I mean, they're nominated for Women of the Year, which you can only have women nominated for Women of the Year. So it's just frustrating that I find it hard to believe that none of them are great entertainers. I mean, people come from all over the place to meet Carrie Underwood and Miranda Lambert. And I saw Kacey Musgraves this summer. She put on a great show.
Yeah.
How did Miranda's happen to go? Miranda's been on a big tour, too, so she should totally be qualified for this.
Yeah. How did you happen to see her? Did you go purposely because you like her, or was she with somebody else?
I saw her a few years ago by herself. I saw her this summer with Harry Styles, so she was opening for him. Right. But then I also have tickets because I enjoyed her show so much, and I want to see her full album. And she's nominated for Album of the Year. I'm seeing her in January because I want to see her again.
How many times a year do you go to good, really good, big-name concerts, Kara?
I don't go to big-name ones a lot, maybe like once or twice a year, because I saw Harry Styles is a fairly big name, and I saw Beyonce this year. So those were big names.
That's
but most of the time I stick to smaller ones.
So let's see, other nominees included for Male Vocalist of the Year, Dierks Bentley, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett, Chris Stapleton, Keith Urban. Album of the Year, Chris Stapleton's From a Room, Volume 2. Let's see, Kacey Musgraves' Golden Hour, Graffiti You from Keith Urban, Thomas Rhett's Life Changes, The Mountain from Dierks Bentley. So these awards will be on the air on November 14th on ABC. But I think you're right. There's a real shortage. I don't think they'd be concentrating on that. I think some of these women would be speaking out about it.
Oh, they are. They are speaking out. It's just nothing's happening.
Yeah. 28 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Yes, but. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The Yes But game is a fascinating psychological game that people play with each other when, well, essentially everything the person says before the but is a bunch of BS. Yes, I agree with you, but now I'm going to tell you what I really think. Be mindful of the Yes But game. Be mindful of it when others are playing it with you, and be mindful of it when you are playing it with others, or even yourself. Remember, people see your actions, not your intentions. So making all the excuses in the world can't take away from the fact that what people observe in you, they actually see. Yes, I think it's a good idea to not judge people, but the people I judge are very deserving of my judgment. No way. Be mindful of the yes but game, because if you play it, you're merely stating your hypocrisy for all to hear. For more awareness, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all stages or situations.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year, where all beds are on sale. Last chance to save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing available. Ends Labor Day. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two states hold primaries yesterday, and in Florida, Democrat Andrew Gillum became the first African-American nominee for governor of that state. In a shocking upset, the Tallahassee mayor narrowly defeats former Congressman Gwen Graham in a Democratic primary. Gillum will face Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis now. Arizona will have its first woman U.S. Senator come November. Congresswoman Martha McSally easily winning a three-way battle for the Republican nomination to succeed retiring Senator Jeff Flake. And she remembered the late Arizona Senator John McCain in her remarks.
I am forever grateful to have had the chance to know him, to learn from him, and even to work with him on saving the A-10 Warthog.
She'll face Democratic Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema, who won in a landslide for her party's nomination. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Wednesday, August the 29th is upon us. Two more days, and this month is Kaputz Key. Labor Day next Monday. We'll be on the air live. The DJV Experience. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen. Doug Stefanski on one of my great friends in the radio business. His name is Dan Flynn. I don't know how. I used to call him Flinsky, and he called me Stefanski. Very simple, silly stuff. He was a great friend. I don't see him as much. That happens, too, doesn't it? When you don't work with somebody that you become friends with, you may still be friends with them, but you don't see them. And that's why a lot of times you hear from men and women, I think, oh, I'm going to go see my friends after work today, people that you haven't seen for a while. Carrie, you ever do that? Meet with people that you used to work with just to say hi so that they know you're still alive?
I haven't really worked with a ton of other people. I mean, I had people that I was friends with before I started working with them, I do. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, I just let social media let them know that I'm alive still.
Ah, the old social media thing. Victoria, you too?
Every once in a while, I see people that I used to work with. Most of the ones that I've been, that I'm really close with, I just have stayed very close with. So they're either in my immediate circle, or every once in a while, I'll hang out with somebody from Sirius XM from the old days.
The old days, the good old days. All right, well, let's see. Sirius XM, Jennifer is in Los Angeles. Victoria is in New York. Kara Schillen's in Washington. I'm up on the farm. Hot, hot, hot. Up to 102 today. The heat index. Anything out in the hayfield yesterday was a pleasant experience. Lots of water. I took a bottle of water. I just dumped it on my head. It was so hot. All right, now, one of the things that happens in the city in the summertime is that there often are, I don't know if you'd call these nuisances, bees and other things that are considered insects. They come out of the woodwork, they're all over the place. And yesterday in New York, there was quite a scene in Times Square, Victoria.
It's true. On Broadway and West 43rd Street, yesterday there was viral video of a swarm of bees that basically just took up residence on top of those, you know, the Sabrettes hot dog umbrellas that you always see, the little hot dog stands. And so people started freaking out and immediately filming it. And it, when you look at it, at first you don't really know that it's a bunch of bees, excuse me, because there's so many. It's an entire hive that just swarmed, no pun intended, the umbrella. And of course, this is the funniest part. Not only does the NYPD have an official beekeeper, they have two official beekeepers.
Really?
And of course, they, and did you know this? There is a Twitter account called NYPD Bees. And it's an official Twitter account. So this account has probably never seen more activity than it did yesterday. The both beekeepers were dispatched in their full-on beekeeping suits to go and see what they could be what could be done. And they tweeted that, much like New Yorkers, in the summer the bees feel that the hive is just too crowded, so they take off for a little relocation. Mm-hmm. So that's how they explained it. Apparently there was a nearby hive in a building that either maybe fell or was somehow overcrowded, and then all the bees stuck together and just decided to land on this umbrella stand. The interesting thing is, do you remember as a kid hearing that bees are attracted to the color yellow?
Yes.
There might actually be something to it, because these umbrellas are blue and yellow, and there's a big patch of yellow, and then next to a big patch of blue, all the bees are on the patch of yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There might be something to that.
Mustard. They like the sweetness of mustard as well. That's the honeybees like mustard. Maybe it is a category of honeybee that's called the mustard bee. I'm just speculating on that. Maybe they like hot dogs. Who knows what the story is? But
well, they had to be vacuumed off the umbrella.
So where's PETA? That sounds like cruelty to bees to me.
Listen. These are official beekeepers. They know what they're doing. They confirmed that the bees have been safely stored in a hive box and are being transported by police van to an apiary on Long Island. So they said, because the beekeepers know what they're talking about, they said, unfortunately, they won't be able to make any honey this season, and that they will have to be fed to make it through the winter, which the beekeepers will apparently be in charge of. And because, you know, bees are really on the, they're not technically on the endangered list, well, I guess some species of honeybees
are.
Yeah. So everybody
New York,
is very.
There can't be a lot of bees living in New York, although there's two beekeepers.
Well, on Long Island, upstate New York, maybe, but you don't see a whole lot of hives. Although, you know, the funny thing is, there tend to be a lot of hives at baseball parks. You know how the last couple of seasons.
The heat on the metal, that's what they are. Like they make their hives where it's hot.
Yeah, the last couple of seasons there have been delayed games and beekeepers have been called in because hives have been swarming.
Well, I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
No, I think there was a Dodger game last season that was delayed by a long time. Yeah.
Wow. All right. So that's that story. Today is National Lemon Juice Day. Lemons may be hard to taste all on their own. That is, they're a little, it's funny the contrast, and maybe sugar brings it about. Lemons are sour. Lemonade has a little bite to it, but sometimes it is sweet, depending on the, I think, maturity of the lemon and also how much there is in the sugar department added to the drink. So a lot of you like lemons, versatile. You can drink it. You can use it to clean your dishes. There are a lot of things you can do with lemons. Main ingredient in one of the favorite summertime beverages, yes. But it's also good if you like lemons on seafood, for example. Some of your food, some people put on veggies. Do you do? How do you ladies use your lemons?
I use a lot of lemon in cooking.
You do?
Yep, on fish, in spinach. You actually need a little bit of lemon, the vitamin C, in order to get the iron out of spinach, in order to get the benefits of iron and vitamin D from the spinach.
If those people, the beekeepers in New York, had had lemons on top of the awning or umbrella you were talking about, they wouldn't have gone there because it repels insects, bees and that sort of thing. Isn't there a lemon? Don't I remember seeing some kind of a furniture polish that had lemon in it?
Oh yeah, Pledge. At least it smells like lemon.
Yeah. Is that it's not the cleaning, but it's the smell? Is that what they put it in, Kara?
It might have lemon juice in it.
Yeah, that's
or
possible,
some sort
too.
Of lemon extract.
I don't know. I've never looked at the ingredient list on the back.
I think the oil that comes from the rind is really where the benefits are.
Yeah. So let's see here. The history of National Lemon Day, Lemon Juice Day, back to 1493, the year after Columbus came to America, brought lemons to the New World. Continental Citrus. Not a company, but anyway, he left over there in 1492 and got here in 1493. I think that's maybe what it was. In the 1800s, lemons became a sign of wealth. Trees grown outside of homes to show affluence provide fragrant smells. In the 1900s, lemon became a common name for boys and girls. How many girls do you know named Lemon? Oh, guys.
I've never heard that. But no. I often wonder, though, where does the term you bought a lemon come from?
Sour. Sourness. Yeah.
If you buy a car, that's
lemon
a
law.
Junk.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yep. That's where it came from. Aren't you glad you asked, Victoria? Thanks very much for asking. All right, so that takes care of Lemon Day. What about television? What do we have that's on? This will be a short report, with or without Jennifer, because there's just nothing on. This is the last week
tonight, actually,
for vacation. People take advantage of this last week of August and Labor Day to get their last licks in. So you say you found some good things for tonight? What did you find?
Yeah, there's a few interesting things. It's a lot of light entertainment tonight. At 8 o'clock on NBC, America's Got Talent has live results. This is an elimination round 3. On Bravo at 8 p.m., The Real Housewives of New York City have reunion part 2. If you saw the first part of the reunion, you know it gets down and dirty. On Food Network at 9, Guy's Grocery Games. Guy Fieri tests the limits of 4 chefs by allowing them to shop only in the middle aisles of a store. There's a brand new episode. Which means
what?
It's all
what a clever
processed
idea.
Junk. Yeah.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
On USA at 9 p.m., there's a brand new episode of Suits, and it says Donna's agreement forces Harvey to help David Fox. Alex comes to Zane's aid on a personal venture. And then we were just talking about Snoop Dogg the other day, and I didn't realize that season 2 of Martha and Snoop's Potluck Dinner Party is actually still on, but there are 2 back-to-back brand new episodes tonight on VH1 starting at 9. They do a Bayou dinner with Wanda Sykes, Lance Bass, and Ty Dolla $ign. They show up for some po' boys and grits with Martha and Snoop. They do a New Orleans style dinner. And then after that, they have Laverne Cox, Gary Owen, and Lil Yachty. They have him in the kitchen to help Snoop face one of his biggest fears, which we don't know what that is. And later, Lil Yachty sings his hit Better. So, 2 episodes of Martha and Snoop.
All right, so
that's
I hope
a fun show. That is a really fun show.
Yeah. All right, Suits is a good show, too. You'd enjoy that. If you like a drama, it's a drama show. Speaking of drama, let's get to the sports news and the sports information. You want to take this one, the college football player filing wrongful death lawsuits. This is something that's really becoming starchy. This is brewing, getting much more attention, and I think maybe deservedly so. When you back to college and football and what goes on with the people who run these schools and what they cover up. So what do you have? What's the story?
Well, the widow of former Grand Valley State quarterback Colin Finnerty has sued the NCAA, claiming concussions caused brain disease and eventually led to her husband's early death. ESPN reports that Jennifer Finnerty was among four family members of college football players who filed wrongful death lawsuits together in a group. Finnerty was the winningest quarterback in NCAA history when he played for Grand Valley State from 2003 to 2006. He was 30. He was found dead in the woods after he went missing during a fishing trip in Michigan in May 2013. It was determined that he died of pneumonia caused by inhaling his own vomit after he became disoriented during the fishing trip. Now, his wife says that CTE was to blame for his disorientation and eventually his death. His brain was studied by BU's Center for the Study of Traumatic CTE. They concluded that CTE, the severity of his case of CTE, was listed as moderate. However, the family and the group of families want to take this to trial because they believe that a jury will vote or will rule in their favor, and they believe that a jury will understand that there's a lot more to it than just, you know, studying the brain. They have a lot of personal stories and anecdotes of what happened to their loved ones. So, and you're right, this is just going to keep getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah. All right, then there's the football player situation at Rutgers. Eight of the players facing charges for credit card fraud. 4-month investigation there. Back in April, former Rutgers linebacker Brendan Devara got credit card numbers on the dark web to put money on his university credit card. He started the scam to pay off outstanding parking tickets, stole $2,400. He then recruited seven of his teammates to organize a credit card scheme. They stole $11,000. Players transferred the money to several Rutgers Express debit card accounts. They used them personally. Got multiple charges against him now. Conspiracy to commit theft by deception in the third degree. Let's see, one of the other players is K.J. Gray. Both he and Devara previously named in the police warrants as ringleaders, facing second-degree charges with punishment 5 to 10 years. And the slammer fines up to $150,000. The university dismissed these two for violating team rules. The other four players are still enrolled, but no longer on the football team. So this is kind of
weird. I think they're going to get booted if they're convicted of this.
This is weird, isn't it, when you think about it? Who'd come up with a scam like this? Where do you even learn how to do that?
Well,
you have time on your hands, maybe.
I don't even know how to access the dark web.
I don't.
I wouldn't know where to begin.
No. All right, let's see if we can access a way for you to keep your teeth looking as wonderful as you would like them to look. If you have stains on your teeth because you drink a lot of coffee or tea or wine or you smoke or do things like that that don't help you, they don't help your body, they don't help your teeth. Your teeth are probably ugly if you have all of these stains on them, and you'd like them not to be ugly. You'd like to have a bright white smile, right? Well, it's time to call upon Power Swabs, and call literally you can, 800-208-1797. Call that number now, 800-208-1797. Take advantage of Power Swabs with their natural patented tooth detergent, whitening agent. Everybody listening should be on this, because you ought to, no matter whether you're abusing your teeth or not, everybody used to get a little older, teeth get a little yellower, even if you go get the whitener in the dentist's office. So every day, use Power Swabs for whitening. 800-208-1797. Say you're listening to DJB and get 50% off.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now 53 after the hour here on the DJV Experience Tech Talk Time. Victoria Keelan puts her expertise to work, trying to bring you up to date on some of the things that will impact many of you, technologically speaking. And here's a story connected to Instagram, connected to Facebook. The hip bone's connected to the leg bone, and the leg bone's connected to the hip bone, et cetera, et cetera. That's technologically speaking, Victoria.
Very high tech. Well, thank Instagram's you. Letting more people apply for verification. That is the little blue check mark. And they are rolling out general security improvements as well. Accounts that have large audiences can now directly ask Instagram for verification through a form instead of hoping that Instagram will one day just grant you verification. Or some people even pay for it on the black market, which is very odd, but they do. So to apply for verification, if you have a large audience on Instagram, all you need to do is go to your profile, head to the settings, and tap request verification. That's pretty much it. You'll need to give Instagram your account name, your full name, and legal or business ID. After an unspecified amount of time, Instagram will notify you whether your request
dangerous?
Has been approved or rejected.
Is that dangerous to do that, do you think?
Dangerous? To do what?
Well, give them all that information. Or do they have it already in their refresher?
No, this is to prove that you are who you say you are. This is again dealing with all the fake accounts and Russian bots and things like that. Instagram really wants to give users as much information as possible. The interesting thing, what they're doing now is they're actually giving users information on all accounts as long as they have the verification check mark. So you can go into about this account. That's a brand new feature, and it'll display when the person joined the when they joined Instagram, the country that they're located in, any other username changes that they've had in the past year. That's an interesting one because you see a lot of politically charged handles that happen a lot on Instagram and Twitter.
Have you used this? You're on Instagram. A lot of you use this?
I haven't done this yet. I probably don't have a large enough audience to be verified for this, but I'm going to be checking out other accounts for sure. Mm-hmm. And so they also will let you know if any of the accounts have run any ads. So they're really aiming for full transparency here, and I give them a lot of credit for this. Instagram said our community has told us that it's important to them to have a deeper understanding of accounts that reach many people on Instagram. So now you'll be able to know a lot more.
How people think or figure out how to do stuff like that. I'm in awe of that. That people's minds can figure out with zeros and ones how to make that stuff work.
Coding.
Amazing.
Well, Facebook also has announced, now Facebook owns Instagram. Facebook has also announced additional security measures. They want to stop misleading accounts. They want to get rid of fake accounts and bots. And so, what country an account is based in is really essential. So, I'm guessing if you're coming from Russia, you may have a legitimate account. However, I think you're going to go through some extra scrutiny.
There you go. All right, let's see here. Phone maker OnePlus releasing smartphones through T-Mobile that's October. Half the price of Apple. Let's figure that one out.
The Geek Out.
If $1,000 price points for flagship smartphones is not your thing, there are options. The Chinese company OnePlus has been releasing high-performance devices at good prices and have developed a following despite not having a great presence within the carriers. Now, that will change later this year when T-Mobile reportedly will be the exclusive outlet for the new OnePlus 6T for about $550. The version T-Mobile will sell is optimized for that network to provide better speeds, and the 6T promises to be just as feature-filled and as capable as devices twice its price. The OnePlus 6T exclusively via T-Mobile is due to come out in October of this year.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, Radio Ranch, and a focus on YouTube doing something that's good, actually, yes?
I think so. It certainly is the trend. Everybody's trying to help you, whether it's your iPhone or your video preferences on Netflix. They're trying to help people understand how much time they're spending looking at a screen. YouTube is now the latest to do this. It's called digital well-being. That's what they're all. That's the buzzword. Mm-hmm. And so, less than a month after Instagram rolled out its first group of tools for measuring time spent on their app, YouTube is following suit. They're doing the same thing. Advocacy groups and researchers raised alarms about the negative effects of too much screen time, and now YouTube says, just like Google, the joy of missing out, which is their JOMO, they have a speedy rollout of tools that lets you understand how many videos you're watching, and you can check to see how long you're on the app. And if you want to set limits for yourself, you can do that, and it will automatically turn off.
Really? How about them apples?
You can also dismiss it, too, though, if you want. Right. You are an adult, and you can do what you want.
Dismissed for this hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.